This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be one of the most important broadcasts we've ever engaged in. We are seeing true communist Chinese style or Nazi style police state behavior in the UK, where Tommy Robinson, frequent guest of this show, has been disappeared. Given 13-month sentence in 1 hour, and there's a national ban on talking about it. And I've talked to scores of reporters and others who are afraid to even come on air. Fox News then talked to his lawyer, who said, "I can't tell you, I'll be arrested." What was Tommy Robinson reporting on? Giant confirmed child kidnapping rings nationwide. But then yesterday, as I saw hundreds of articles about it, late at night, by the morning time, they were all disappeared, including U.S. news stories denoticed by the British government. That's why this is so huge. Then Roger Stone joins us to break the biggest Mueller news yet. He is going to break exclusive news here. He believes he may be arrested or grabbed anytime starting tomorrow for the next 2 weeks, but he's been told, "You make up stuff about Trump, you roll on Trump, or you are going to be destroyed." He will be joining us in the second hour. There's so much more. Chinese ships came into the South China Sea, the most navigated area in the world, like a giant superhighway of the ocean, and said, "We own this, all ships out. You must have our authorization to come in." U.S. ships went in. The Chinese threatened to attack them today, but they backed down. But China said, "We vow retaliation." This is unbelievable. So this is just an incredible time to be alive, to show what the appeasement of our government's done. Now, here's part of a Mike Cernovich video. He caught this early in the morning before they deleted the articles. Because at first you'd click through and it'd say denotice, or depending on the publication, Sky Television, Breitbart, you name it, it would just say oops, an error. So it all disappeared. This is proof. People didn't believe me on Monday morning when I was tweeting that there was a denotice out, they have that in England, banning news reportage or citizens talking about news. It's beyond communist China, and it's expanded and expanded and expanded from court gags to total gags. Here's part of that video that he dubbed the scariest thing you'll see today. I say this whole move of tyranny is one of the scariest things you'll see this year or in your lifetime if we don't turn this around. Here's part of that report.
So what's going on here? If you go into Google News and you type in Tommy Robinson, you can find out there's all these articles written about him. When you click on it, there's now a reporting ban. You're not allowed to report. Look, this is not like a one-off thing here, right? Let's open RT, Breitbart, Birmingham Live, Scottish Daily Record. And let's just go see one by one. 404. 404. Oops. Oops. It go to itself. Go into Google News. So here, we'll just show you how to do it. Just go to Google News. Type in Tommy Robinson. Find these articles. And again, here, we'll just show you again.
All right. He goes on for another 3 minutes breaking it down. I retweeted it at Real Alex Jones. Now, if you're watching us on TV, you can see this. DrudgeReport.com. Oh, look, he's got articles about Tommy Robinson. Activist Tommy Robinson arrested outside UK court. Jailed for 13 months on the same day. Third link. Judge orders media blackout. Boom. Fox News. Fox News, folks. Something has gone wrong. It seems you clicked on a bad link and stumbled upon a 404 error. So now that's been taken down. Then they reposted it, but obviously to another link, not on servers available in the UK. They somehow located it or geo-blocked it. This is happening everywhere in live time, and it's all coming up today as the censorship in the West goes into overdrive.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
There's a point where you put the frog in the pot of water, and at first it's cold and nice, and then the temperature slowly, incrementally, the successive approximation goes up. And once the frog gets to, 104 degrees or so, like a hot tub, it tends to pass out. It tends to go into a trance, and then it never wakes up and ends up as frog legs on somebody's Louisiana or Mississippi, or South Texas Cajun plate. And America and Europe and Australia and Canada are now deep into censorship, deep into globalist control. And the level is just getting more and more intense every day. We're seeing some of the death struggles of nationalist and populist movements and the Trump movement here in this country. The globalists believe but then if we decide to actually take our culture back and realize just how serious the threat is, this won't be our death throes. This will be our rebirth. Now, that said, I'm trying to pick my words here as judiciously as I can because I really want to be calm about this. But when you see somebody like Tommy Robinson, who 11 years ago was the first person to expose Muslim grooming and mass sex trafficking rings that we know are run in Africa, the Middle East, and Central Asia and are part and parcel of that Stone Age culture. There have been slave caravans and slave women and slave children being sold for 6,000 plus years of recorded history in North Africa, in the Middle East, and in Central Asia. By the way, there are other cultures were selling slaves as well. It's just those cultures never came up to the 21st century. So I have a whole stack of mainstream British news, after 11 years of them covering it up, having to admit that indeed every major town has thousands of little girls and some boys trained, recruited, and then put into sex slavery by age 9, 10, 11. And if the parents, the poor parents, get up and say no, the police come and set them up and arrest them and have CPS, Child Protective Services, take their children. They're now having parliamentary hearings on this so they can cover it up for decades. But because of Tommy Robinson breaking the ice, blowing a hole in the lie, being put in prison for a year 5 years ago over this, and not shutting up, others had the courage to go public. So the pedophile rings that run England, that's mainstream news, are really angry. So now they've ordered in the courts that no one report on the trials, period. Don't even say they exist. And so Tommy Robinson was arrested on Friday. He already had a suspended sentence from last year after serving 3 months in prison. He had 13 months of it suspended as long as he, quote, wouldn't go into trials and cover them live, which he'd done before. Like press shouldn't be able to do until a few years ago anywhere in the Western world. They have to protect the pedophilia. You can go in any other trial you want. So he just went outside one. I watched the whole live stream after it was archived and just said they're having a grooming trial here. Didn't say the details, any of that. And so they arrested him, took him to jail, and within 1 hour, I've now talked to some of his crew that's joining us at the bottom of the hour. They said, don't worry, don't call your family, don't call your kids, any of that. You don't need a lawyer. You'll be out in an hour. The judge laughed at him. It was even caught on video, smiling and laughing. There's photos and videos of that outside. And the judge said, you're going to jail for 13 months in a high-security prison where the Islamicists are the majority in London and have promised to kill you. He's now in whole prison. So by the next day, thousands marched on 10 Downing Street. That's their White House. Began climbing the fences, saying free Tommy Robinson. There was then a D notice issued saying do not report anywhere in the press on his arrest. And so more articles on that got pulled. Now this is all confirmed. We reported on it Friday and Saturday. Fox News has a big article that details it. It's up on InfoWars.com because they removed the Fox News article. It just disappeared. Not corrected. The one that Drudge is linked to, it's just gone. Fox News confirms Tommy Robinson sentenced to 13 months for reporting on pedophile grooming trial. Here's the Fox News article that's been deleted. The link that Drudge is linked to has been deleted. Right-wing activist Tommy Robinson reportedly jailed after filming outside child grooming trial. This is Fox News, confirming everything we already told you. But it says, it's shocking. His lawyer isn't allowed to talk to us. He says this is a police state. The grooming trials, all of it. You've got to read this article. We have excerpts of it on InfoWars.com and Kit Daniels' article. Fox News confirms Tommy Robinson sentenced to 13 months reporting on pedophile grooming gangs. Now, in case you just joined us and don't believe all this, because believe me, my own listeners yesterday afternoon, I was shooting live reports. They were like, Alex, there's not a ban on reporting on Tommy Robinson. And then they started commenting in the feeds going, oh, we apologize, there is. Oh, my God, you can do that in England? Yeah. If you say you don't like radical Islam, they arrest you now, okay? Right-wing activist Tommy Robinson reportedly jailed for filming outside grooming trial. Fox News. Now let's look at some of the mainstream news articles even reporting on this. Vice. A look back at the pedophile scandals that swallowed Britain whole. But remember, they just banned free speech after that to shut it down. That was 2014. That's Vice saying that. What was the Rotherham scandal? All you know about the sickening systematic abuse. And here's all the Muslim men and the workers they worked with. That's the Sun. Rotherham sexual exploitation of children scandal. Wikipedia. That's a whitewash, but go read about it. 2010. Who exposed that? Where was Tommy Robinson from? That town. So that's why he's in jail. Out of a real movie fighting real pedophile rings and trying to report on it and gone. And the government says you don't report on it. Telford child abuse. New victims come forward after a member of parliament says she has been inundated with reports from all over the country. London Independent. But now the Independent won't even report on this. That's from earlier this year, but now they're just there covering it up. Here's another one. Toronto Sun. PC cops, social workers ignored Brit pedophilic gang that raped over 1,000 girls in one town. Don't tell you it's Islamic. It's not Brit, it's Islamic. But you've got now, since then it turns out the social workers were working with the whole thing. Telford Social Services chief is one of the three counselors exposed as pedos. The Mirror. And it goes way back to previous governments. So, that's going on. You've got the brave activist, the father, the family man, in prison for 13 months, a suspended sentence for covering the last thing last year. This time he didn't even say names or go in. And now, oh, well, let's go further. Let's tell everybody they can't report on Tommy Robinson or even say his name. And later, I'm going to read part of the Fox News article. You've got to hear it from them. It sounds like Alex Jones is saying it, saying how incredible and how dangerous this is. And then everybody shows up and starts climbing the fences at 10 Downing. So then there's a news blackout on that, and then more big demonstrations today. All right, don't forget, for Memorial Day, we got free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on our best-selling nutraceuticals and other many products. That's 50% off Rainforest R Nootropic. You can't beat that deal. Your purchase of products at InfoWarsStore.com makes it all possible. We'll be back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, Fox News is reporting exactly what I've been told by Tommy Robinson's associates, the British activists exposing giant pedophile rings, exposing the UK's government sellout to radical Islam. Fox News is confirming, by talking to Robinson's lawyer, that the British public has been told not to speak his name and not to say that he's been imprisoned and not to discuss why he was in prison. That is in official newspapers in the U.S. And Breitbart and others that have U.K. offices have complied, and now the DrudgeReport.com Fox News link to that article that I printed out has been deleted. But I went and found a new URL where it's been reposted but not available in the UK. You understand the magnitude of this? It's about a 9 on the Richter scale of tyranny when they are arresting people for reporting on corruption and then disappearing them and then saying, none of you talk about it or you'll be arrested too. That's Nazi Germany level. That's Soviet Russia level. That's Chinese communist level. And you look at the universities are anti-free speech. You look at the left attacking not just me with water, but I saw a video over the weekend of two different Fox News reporters having coffee and tea thrown on them at restaurants. People videotape it. They walk over. They throw it on you. Next person does that, that's assault. I'm going to clobber you. But that's how authoritarian the left's gotten worldwide, tried to force us into their control. Just got a message from Nigel Farage during the break. He said, Italy is about to explode. And we need to send reporters there. Absolutely. Humanity is awakening. So, if you just joined us, I've got a ton of news coming up. I've got Tommy Robinson's main editor and cameraman joining us. Coming up as soon as he gets back in the next few minutes from the huge demonstrations that are ongoing in downtown London at Speaker's Corner at 10 Downing Street, now into day two of thousands taking to the streets, running over the police, climbing over the gates, and the mainstream media is only showing close-up shots. I showed shots yesterday that we found of showing of thousands and thousands of people. In fact, if the crew wants to find it, you can just go to any of my reports from yesterday in studio, and I started each report with those, where you'll see wide shots that are unbelievable. Now, Colin Robertson, filmmaker, political writer, social commentator, he was banned by the university for critiquing Islam. He is a frequent contributor to TommyRobinson.online. He will be joining us. But this is the reign of terror going on in the UK and in Europe, where you do not criticize Islam in any way because they have put the police in. They put the head of the border patrol in the UK. They've got the major mayors in place. It is unbelievable. Now, let's go ahead and go over the Fox News report confirming all this, just so you know, this is mainstream. But there's a blackout on the reporting, and you think you're reading something about North Korea or the old Soviet Union. This is going on, and now the story's been deleted. Right-wing activist Tommy Robinson reportedly jailed after filming outside child grooming trial. UK right-wing activist and journalist Tommy Robinson was arrested and reportedly jailed Friday after he filmed members of an alleged child grooming gang entering a court for trial. He's about as radical as your average Fox News report. Maybe Brian Kilmeade. But the details of his purported sentence remain murky after the judge ordered the press not to report on the case. Oh, wow. Robertson, the former head of the English Defense League and a longtime activist against Islam and Islamic migration, was arrested after he was filming men accused of being part of a gang that groomed children. That's not on the tape, so they just say that. Britain has been rocked by a series of child sex scandals perpetrated by gangs of predominantly Muslim men. Video shows Robinson, whose real name is Stephen Lennon, being surrounded by as many as seven police officers as he live-streamed the incident on his phone. He never puts out his real name because they attack his children. They come to his house. He's been put in jail for a year for exposing the grooming gangs years ago. So there they are outing his real name so they can find out where he lives. The police informed him he was being arrested for breach of the peace. But shortly after his arrest, a source with knowledge of the case told Fox News that he had been jailed for 13 months on contempt of court charge. A court listing indicated the case was closed by Friday afternoon, 1 hour after his arrest. One source said he was jailed in Hull Prison. That's confirmed. The prison declined to comment to Fox News on whether Robinson was there. Leeds Crown Court also did not return a request for information. Won't even tell you where someone is and say don't talk about it. And don't talk about the pedophiles. According to the Independent, Robinson was already on a suspended sentence for contempt of court over a gang rape case in 2017 that he was exposing. The judge in the case on Friday slapped a reporting ban on the case. The order bans reporters from reporting on the case if there's reason to believe the reporting could prejudice the trial. The trial's over, folks. It's in deliberations. So see how that works? The order prevents reporting until the conclusion of the trial Robinson was reporting on. So they're saying don't report on him being disappeared to prison. The gag order led to news outlets in the UK removing their reporting. See, people on Twitter couldn't believe me when I first told them this. It's like, oh, you don't, they don't tell people not to report. That's England's a free country. Why, look at the royal wedding. The gag order led to news outlets in the UK removing the reporting from their websites to comply with the order. Most remaining reporting in the UK comments on his arrest, but not on the reason he was arrested or sentenced. Reporting on government-backed child kidnapping rings. Sources with knowledge of Robinson's case spoke on condition of anonymity in the part because they fear they would be arrested for contempt. So we're having one of the few people who has the courage to come on next segment. One told Fox News off record that Robinson's lawyer warned that, considering the presence of Muslim gang members in the prison, a 13-month sentence was tantamount to a death sentence for Tommy Robinson. We can't tell you why this hero is even in jail if you're in England. Tommy's lawyer said he will likely die in jail given his profile and previous credible threats, and the judge basically said he doesn't care. The source said he sentenced him to 13 months. Reaction to Robinson's sentencing from commentators and right-wing politicians was fierce, particularly as is the latest in a series of commentators, particularly those who are critical of Islam and mass Islamic immigration in the UK being locked up by British authorities. Or conservatives and libertarians, they just search engine you when you fly into the country and you're there with your wife and kids. But if you're a conservative or libertarian or a Christian activist, you're banned from coming in. Now that's Fox News, folks. And that's a whitewash compared to what's really going on. This is coming here. This is what the left is already doing here. And I guess the Fox News story is they have Sky Television, a division of News Corp over there in the UK. At least it used to be. Now they're changing things up right now. They have New Fox, that's just media and sports, splitting off of entertainment, getting bought by Disney. But the article's gone. Something has gone wrong, it says in the URL. Yes, something has gone wrong. That's certainly true when you expose pedo trials and you get sent to a secret prison and no one can report on it. That's a problem.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Texting enrolls for recurring alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification. Free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text RISE to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word RISE to 246810.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So there have been massive demonstrations at 10 Downing Street, again, that's the White House equivalent in London, and at Speaker's Corner and at the Parliament the last 2 days. Colin Robertson, right-hand man of Tommy Robinson, is on the subway, almost back to his house, his flat, so that he can get on the Skype with us. And then Roger Stone called me today. We talked for about 30 minutes, and he said, Alex, this is the biggest Mueller news ever I'm going to break on your show. And so that's coming up. He said it's confirmed Mueller is planning to frame him, not on Russia-related stuff, but on other made-up things. and is asking all these personal sexual questions, you name it, of just hundreds of people going back decades to absolutely smear the daylights out of him. And just like they raided Trump's lawyer and then gave the private info about porn stars or whatever to the media and about Sean Hannity having phone conversations with him like that was dirty or bad. Now you're Russian if you're Sean Hannity and you talk to Trump's lawyer who's been your friend for many years. This is the craziness of it. They have all his text messages, all his emails going back for a decade, and they're trying to find something. And they're threatening people. They find enough of Roger's friends or associates over the years, they'll find somebody's got a problem themselves, so they'll make stuff up on Roger in hopes that Roger makes stuff up on Trump. And even Politico and The Hill both reported that Mueller wants Roger to flip. But Roger just told me, and it's true. None of it's true. There's nothing there. I remember telling Roger, well, if you've got that guy that knows Assange, that DJ, the new, you remember, he's telling me, I know this New York talk show host that knows him good, and he's going to go to London in a few months, and hopefully we get something. And I remember Roger going, yeah, no, and he won't come on. And everybody was trying to get Assange on. The New York Times had him on. Sean Hannity had him on. Anderson Cooper had him on around that time. We're like, why don't you come on our shows, Assange? Want the establishment? But as soon as they shut his internet off, oh, now he can't talk to anybody. Now he's persona non grata. So the idea that we're Russian because we never talked to Assange and there's no proof he got his info from the Russians is thousands of degrees of separation, and it's cuckoo land. But now more than a dozen people, I've learned, have been questioned by Mueller and his team intensely about my relationship with Stone. And they keep asking about personal stuff like, well, what goes on between them? And they're like, I don't know anything about it. I know he goes on the show. I know he works some with InfoWars as a contributor. Until this year, Stone was a contributor at Fox. They have thousands of people that are on the payroll there. He was on the payroll at Fox. Does that mean Fox is a Russian agent group? But it's just crazy to know this. And so I'll tell the FBI right now, I've not had sex with Roger Stone. I've not even kissed him. Since you want to know. Yes, folks, that's the type of things that are now going on in this country. It came out in the press report that I won't even name 2 weeks ago that lawyers talking to former people that worked here said, oh, no, no, we don't want employment disputes. We have the witnesses. I'm just waiting until this gets down to brass tacks and our counteraction. We want you to say Jones wants to have sex with you. And to those folks' credit, they said, well, he never said it, but I telepathically thought it. And again, I hadn't seen the new Beavis and Butthead series. Beavis and Butthead came out 25 years ago, but I hadn't seen the new season they did 3 years ago. I was flipping through channels the other night, and I saw Beavis and Butthead, the new season, and I watched like three of them with my son. The girls had already gone to bed. And I said, is this an old? This is hilarious. He goes, no, no. My son said, this came out a few years ago, Dad. Because Beavis and Butthead believe people are telepathically sexually harassing them, and they go to court, and the judge agrees. And now I understand. My life is a literal Beavis and Butthead episode where people telepathically believe I want to have sex with them. It says in the EEOC complaint, Jones never made gay advances, but I felt like he wanted it. Oh, my God. I mean, that is the mother. That's like a science fiction comedy. That is a literal Beavis and Butthead episode. Now, can you guys find it? I bet it's on YouTube. Beavis and Butthead sexual harassment. Sexual harassment episode. New season. The lawyer's like, we are going to sue the school. We are going to sue school the teachers. We are going to sue the principals. And then finally they go into court and they go, she's looking at me. Yeah, 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 yeah. She wants me. She wants me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The judge goes, that's it. I agree. You are sentenced for harassing Beavis and Butthead. And then finally they go to the judge and she goes, good job, boys. And they go, you're harassing us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the show ends. because that's where this insanity ends. Meanwhile, giant child kidnapping rings in Hollywood, in the Vatican, from Boys Town, USA, to Melbourne, Australia, to Vatican City, Italy. It's all confirmed massive child kidnapping rings, and they're using Islam to do it because they've always had sex harems and underage people. That's authorized in the Quran. Have sex with nine-year-olds if you want. That's a fact. And if you are someone that has a tanning salon and you're 23 years old like Tommy Robinson, and you see little nine-year-old girls being pimped down the street corner, and you go up and get in fist fights with the Muslims, he started kicking their butts and saving the little girls. And then he'd take them back to their poor parents. It was always poor kids. And they'd say, we tried to do something, Tommy, but the police say they'll take our children if we don't let the Muzzies have sex with them. These are quotes. So Tommy organized the town, and they took his business, took his house. The government came and said mortgage fraud, claiming that he didn't make as much as he said on some form, and put him in maximum security for over a year, and they almost killed him. All because he saw little girls from the kebab shop next door being put in cars with men and crying for mommy. I see white guys, Christian guys, Muslim guys, a Catholic priest, a Muslim, anybody with a little kid crying like a pimp with men pulling up. The pimp's putting them in there. I'm going to beat the hell out of them. And, folks, that's a normal response, and that's why Tommy's a hero, and that's why he's in jail, and they have a national ban on him. So as soon as Colin Robertson gets back on that London Underground to his house, he'll be on with us. He's very close, I'm told. During the last break, he may even be there now. We'll see. Infowars.com, newswars.com. If you're a radio listener and want to see the added dimension of video, infowars.com/show. If you're watching us on any of our video streams on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, realize they're trying to censor that. You've got to hand share those videos. You've got to hand share those articles. That's how you save these children. Because this isn't about Tommy Robinson. It's not about Alex Jones. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about a worldwide criminal network using illegal, illicit sex trade to fund their operations and corrupt people to take over government. It's an intelligence operation. And when you fund us and you spread the articles and the links, you are literally standing up to this network. But I've learned that's who's at the heart of it. That's who we're fighting. And radical Islam fits like a hand in glove. We're going to break with so much more coming up, ladies and gentlemen. These are epic times. The day before Memorial Day, so we salute all our veterans. We have a Memorial Day special running for a couple more days. Free shipping on all the best-selling items. DNA Force 50% off. Brain Force 50% off. The Real Red Pill Plus, now with energy. It's amazing. Try it. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. Get it all 50% off and help fund the InfoWar. Also, three different super high-quality packages of storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. Free shipping, and that's a big deal on foods because that's one of the biggest costs. And 50% off, that is the best deal on storable food we've ever offered, but it's ending in just a couple days, and your support is vital to this operation. You want to stand against Hillary and Soros and the UN and the devil pope with his vice pope arrested on trial for trafficking over 100 little boys? Fund our operation. We'll fight these demons.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Kalen Robertson is an amazing camera person. He has a lot of courage. He was kicked out of university a few years ago for daring to even critique Islam that they're force-fed them. It's now confirmed that Europe is being forcibly merged under the EU with Islam. There's deals made with Saudi Arabia and others. Saudi Arabia has come out and said, we've been told to build mosques in Europe. We've been told to do this. This is what the Catholic Church wants. It's what the new Pope wants. They want abortion. Ireland just legalized abortion. It'll be a sacrament soon. Well, Kalen Robertson has been there when this happened to Tommy. He's been covering the live events as they scaled the gates there at 10 Downing Street, almost total news blackout. Now they're at Speaker's Corner. He just got back to his place after all of this. They're in London. And if you just joined us on all those radio and TV stations out there, I think it's better if Kalen describes to you, just in a snapshot, who Tommy is. Most people know, now they do. And then the order that the press, thousands of different comments online taken down, hundreds of mainstream news articles from BBC, the Sky Television just deleted the articles and said, we've been given a D notice. So again, England is not as free as folks think. Certainly not if you are actually someone from there. So thank you for coming on. You're at Kalen Rob on Twitter, and of course also are the main contributor with the work and the great work we see there at TommyRobinsonOnline.com. So thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me. And you very actively described what's been going on in this country in the last few days. We've seen news articles completely wiped out. I've spoken to journalists who are really, really keen for information, who have then later said, sorry, we had to pull the whole story. We can't talk about any of this. And it's very, 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 very worrying. There were even journalists, I mean, there's lots of technicalities about what I can and can't talk about. I was in the courtroom when all of this happened. Obviously, there's a reporting restriction. But, you know, when the judge even said that there's a reporting restriction, they closed the books. They wouldn't report on it after that. And it's a very, very, very bizarre situation. Usually reporting restrictions like this are only placed in very, very extreme cases, very, very high-profile cases. And there's not really any reasoning for them to do this in this particular scenario, other than so that people don't know that they've done something wrong. Thank God that you guys are reporting it. Thank God InfoWars is making a deal out of it, and I think Fox News have just spoken about it. And that information is going to the UK. Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people have been rioting and protesting about this now. They've all been talking about it in the streets, and that information is getting to the general public, despite their attempts to stop it. And so hopefully the ball will just keep rolling and more people will look to the U.S. to find out information about this. But in this country, the situation, how it feels, going to pick up a copy of the local newspaper, going to look on any articles, there's a complete blackout. We can't see anything. The only people talking about it are people on Twitter. It's actually very strange. You know, it's a massive news story, and it's completely unreported. The feeling in this country right now is absolutely bizarre. It's intensified the mistrust in the media. People are furious. I actually met someone today who is from the left, who works for a very left-wing, very well-known media outlet. And they said they've never seen anger like this before. They said it's actually very, very worrying where this could go. If something happens to Tommy in prison... Sorry, I'm just in the middle of
it. No, I understand. You weren't able to get back to your house, and so you just got out of a vehicle and are talking to us on the side of the road. It sounds great. We totally understand. Again, we're talking the main camera person, the main right-hand guy, Tommy Robinson, is with us right now. Kalen, Robert's son, is here with us. And we're talking about an iron curtain of censorship that's taking place and multiple levels of a total power grab with political correctness, where they arrest police chiefs that talk about Muslim rapes in Sweden, where the Stasi has been reactivated and works for Facebook. You can't make this up, to arrest people that criticize Islam. Twitter and Facebook help the government of Pakistan find people that are atheists. They call it blasphemy, and they are executed. So you have to understand, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, Google, especially Apple, they're already working with the communist Chinese, rounding up the Christians and Buddhists. They're already working, helping the Arab Spring throw gays off buildings. The West funded that. The elites are allied with Islam because there's 1.8 million of them. The West is dying. And the decision hasn't been made to rehabilitate the Muslims and bring them into the West. I don't care if they got brown skin, a bunch of them. But their culture is pure, absolute evil, many of them. The biggest threat to a Muslim is other Muslims, as you know, Kalen. So get into, I understand this Iron Curtain of tyranny. He simply reported that they were having, as you know, huge trials on the child kidnapping rings that he had first exposed and been put in prison for. They gave him a sentence for that. Then he's given 13 months commuted. He simply goes and covers they're having a trial. Nothing about the details of the trial. Just that there is a trial. That's totally normal under jurisprudence, English common law, Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, Constitution, and your own law. Everybody knows that. They take him to jail for that, and then they order everyone not to talk about it, period, and denotice hundreds of publications. As you said, talking to the members of the press, this is unprecedented, and we have seen thousands hit the streets. Describe what you've witnessed, the level of awakening here. This is beyond the old Soviet Union.
Well, this is very, very different. I've been with Tommy for about a year and a half now. We've gone to lots of protests. We've been to universities. We've been around the UK. But something very different has happened, and that's that people are now absolutely furious about this. There's a electricity almost in the air of people who have completely had enough of all of it. You're right about what you said people being terrified and the establishment and our very establishment and our police being terrified about reporting on these grooming gang scandals. We haven't seen press restrictions on any cases with, you know, people like Rolf Harris and all these big, big, massive, high-profile cases with white pedophiles and things like that. We have the BBC with helicopters outside their house as soon as there's any accusations. This is completely unprecedented, and people can see straight through it. And you can feel the tension in the air of this country right now. You can cut it with a knife. It's so intense. It's quite scary, actually, seeing where this could go. And obviously, if any harm comes to him, I can predict mass violence across the UK. I can predict towns and cities coming to a standstill. We will not. What's about to happen is a change in a way we have never seen before in this country. People, everything is shifting. There are journalists and there are mainstream people. I've had met MPs and very, very high-profile people contacting and talking to me and saying that they want to go straight out, guns blazing, and going against this, but they'll probably lose everything. It's torn apart the fabric of the country right now, and everything's sort of fractured. I can't really describe how insane all of this is. I was in an LGBT bar the other day, yesterday, and everybody in there was talking about it. We've got fringe groups on the left, gays and transgender people, everybody shaking our hands and talking about this. It's united everybody who existingly would have been on the far left. It's very strange.
Because the general public, whether you're liberal, conservative, black, white, whatever, you're against pedophilia, even the average Muslim, but you've got this strand of Islam that does it, a sex traffic going on, blacks being sold in cages in Libya, all this, and now we're finding out it's there. And as you said, they find a dead girl at Jimmy Savile's place. It's national news. It should be. You've got helicopters at the Royal Palace when they find a dead kid buried in the backyard. But now suddenly there's a total blackout on these grooming gangs because, well, don't we know? It came out, a month ago before they did a blackout, that it turns out the major police and other social worker leaders were using the Muslims in many of these cases. Don't say which ones. I know you can't. Even though it's in the news there, you'll be arrested. Think about that, folks. Delivering. They have the Muslims like Renfield. Some let the Muslims off the hook here. Are delivering it to the pedo British elites.
Well, they don't. Yes, exactly. And they don't quite know what they've done. I think the people who have instigated this, the people who have orchestrated it, the people who thought it was a good idea to silence him, are so out of touch, they don't quite realize that it's not going to work. In 2007, at the beginning of the EDL, when Tommy was starting out, they used to use these very tactics. They used to silence him, they used to throw him in jail, and no one knew about it. There wasn't the internet, there wasn't social media, there was no one to cause outrage. You do a press blackout, and nobody knows what's going on. Now, they do not realize what they have done. In fact, if they wouldn't have put this press blackout, maybe not as many people would have known about this because it's caused such a scandal. They're so out of touch, they don't realize how this is going to erupt and how this is going to completely fail. This is it's unprecedented.
So it's fair to say, I think you can mark this point as the beginning of the real explosion, the pushback against what's happening. They've jumped the metaphorical shark here. My folks know that these massive grooming scandals are happening in every city. They know Muslims and pedos are above the law, and folks are angry across the board.
Oh, yes, of course they do. I mean, a lot of people in this country, millions of people have known this is going on for ages. This is why we had Brexit. This is why in America you had Trump. We knew that the establishment was covering up cases since Hillsborough and since before then. It's been proven.
Kalen Robertson, you're a hero as well with Tommy, the Antifa attacking you guys. Stay there back in 2 minutes. We're going to do a few more segments with you. Amazing. TommyRobinsonOnline.com. Go there. Make donations. We've also made big donations. I did $20,000 a few months ago. That's why I need you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.